I have a question. Have you ever been to a hospital, or if you ever go to your mom and dad's place where they work, and they had to have a badge to get in? I mean, you couldn't get in without it, could you? I got Debbie's. Hopefully I can give it back to her so she can get in Monday morning. But it's a way of, and it has, see her badge? It has a picture of her and her name and who she is. It has an expiration date on it. I'm not sure about that. But you see her badge? And it has a little metal thing, and she puts it up there and it lets in. If she didn't have this, she couldn't get in. Okay? I have a badge. But mine just has my name on it. See my badge? Huh? You have a badge? Where's your badge? Back there? Okay. So you have to have a badge to get in. They just won't let you walk in someplace, and especially now more than ever before, we have our front door locked. Now we never used to. But it's just amazing that you walk in and they'll stop you. And they'll say, where are you going? Where's your badge? Who do you know? And if I was with Debbie and she had her badge, I could say, I'm with her. And they'll say, oh, okay, you're with Debbie. You can go ahead. I know Debbie. Go ahead. You can go ahead. But if you didn't have a badge, you couldn't get in. Okay? So, well, what do you know? When we have Jesus living in our heart, that is a little bit like having a badge that gets us into heaven. Now, we can't say, oh, my mom and dad has a badge, so I can get in with them. No. We have to have what in our heart? What do we have to have in our heart? Jesus, right. In order to get us in, because Jesus is the one that is protecting us. Okay. And so when we have our badge, whether it's in our hand or in our heart, we're going to be getting into heaven. And that's going to be the most awesome thing in the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here and to share in all the love that you have for us. In your name we pray. Amen.